Friends, welcome to another episode of What You Need to Hear, the podcast that's for anybody who wants to create a healthier and happier lifestyle. I'm Nick Coyle, a transformational life coach, and I love helping people create change, confidence, and consistency, and doing it through simple shifts in mindset and perception. Today's episode is all about the relationships that we hold with people and how that can affect us from prioritizing ourselves and what we need in our lives, especially important at this time of the year as we start to set out on new adventures. Friends, it is over and done with. Christmas and New Year. Such a build-up. Blink and you miss it, and we're always on the other side in January before we've even realised what's happened. But on the positive side, that means that we've started 2022. And do you know what? I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for this year. 2020 was like a year that taught us a lesson. 2021 was a year that forced us to learn from that lesson. But 2022 is the year where I feel that we get to flourish and show how we've grown. So I'm super excited for it. And I feel like it's going to be the year of calm and balance. That's my prediction for the year this year. Versus 2021, which if I could sum it up in one word, and I've mentioned this to a few people, it would be turbulent. That's how it felt. There was a lot going on for us ourselves and for other people, and with all of that chaos, mayhem, upset at the same time, it just felt like we were all running around trying to look after each other at the same time as trying to look after ourselves. There was a lot of focus on supporting other people, and it just led me to ask that question, which was, how often do we focus on helping ourselves? How often do we focus on our own needs? And I'm sure you've all said it at some time or another. Oh, I just don't seem to have time. I don't have time to do this for myself or to work on this or to do that thing that I want. Or on the other side of that, maybe you have tried to do something for yourself and you end up having an effort moment, throwing your hands in the air and going, oh, screw this. I always end up at the same point. You always end up frustrated because you start something and you want it so bad, but it doesn't come to fruition because you end up in a, you know, F this moment and throwing your hands in the air. We've all been there. You're not alone. Now, what I'd say to you at this moment is you've got to come back to that question. How often do you prioritize yourself and your own needs? You see, the challenge is that we're always trying to fix something that's not broken. We're not broken. You're not broken. It's just that maybe you're not lending enough time to yourself, your own personal space, your own personal growth, your own personal development, your own emotional needs, your own mental health, physical health, whatever it is that you need. And I don't know about you, but let me tell you a bit about me and how this ends up happening. I have a tendency, as I always have had, to prioritize looking after others. And I will keep that tendency, but I'm learning that it needs to be managed because, fair enough, we all love to be able to help others. Who does not love that feeling of knowing that you've played a positive role in someone else's life? Where the challenge or the issue comes in is when we end up not setting boundaries with that, and what we begin becomes a behavior. What we start with somebody becomes a behavior in that relationship or in multiple relationships, and a switch happens. And all of a sudden, what we started out intending just to help somebody ends up becoming a nature of people pleasing. That relationship becomes based on you struggling to be able to say no. I've done this so many times that I can now recognize it, and I can now understand the boundaries that need to be in place to stop it from happening. That struggle with saying no to somebody comes from usually a feeling of not wanting to let people down. And what happens when we do that, when we focus on not letting people down, we fail to put ourselves first in our own lives. Now, I'm not saying be selfish and walk around not caring about other people. I'm just talking about bringing in that B word that I already mentioned at the start of this episode, which is having balance. And you know what? Let's pick another B word, boundaries. Let's keep the two of those in mind. Set healthy boundaries, create a relationship of balance, and establish the fact that you can look after others while also looking after yourself. We end up looking so deeply into other people and what they need and how we can help them because we create that behavior of looking after other people before ourselves or people pleasing that we're so engrossed in them that we haven't taken time to look that deeply within ourselves. And we've all got things that we need to or we want to work on. Take this time of the year, for example. This is a key time of the year when we can identify that this is an issue for ourselves. Like, depending on what hat I put on, if I put on the PT hat, then over the last however many years, I've always heard that saying, new year, new me. And you know what I'm going to say? That is total BS. Because yes, it is a new year, and yes, that is an epic way to be able to establish a new beginning, a new journey, or a new chapter, depending on where you're at. But you're still the same you. You may grow, you may develop, you may change, you may flourish, you may struggle, you may be in despair, depending on where you're at and what you're going through, but you are always the same you. And as soon as we ditch that mindset that, oh, new year or new start, new me, we can start to establish the fact that we are growing. We are taking steps. Sometimes we feel like we fall down, but we are still moving forward and we are still leveling up every damn day, every damn week, every damn month, every damn year. I think you get the picture on that one, right? And like I said, it's a new beginning. And what we tend to do in these new beginnings is we focus on ourselves in 3, 6, 9, 12 months, whatever period of time. And we see what it is that we want for ourselves at the end of that period of time. That's great because you're looking forward. However, we tend to go right to the end of that vision. We go right to the end of that journey and we imagine ourselves at that point. Now, rather than bringing ourselves back into the current moment and using a particular process, we tend to focus on that endpoint and we see such a radical change, such a drastic transformation in ourselves that we want so badly, that we really desire, we yearn for, that we then get overexcited and go, right, if I'm going to get that, if I'm going to do that, if I'm going to be that, then I need to put these steps in place. And these aren't just small steps. These are full on big leaps. Like we're talking jumping off cliffs just to get to where it is that we want to go when there's probably a nice little path down the side that we could take one step at a time, safely, calmly, and being able to enjoy the journey as we go. Now, what I would say to you in this moment is that process that we can step back into the current moment and take is, first of all, the one piece of advice I always give, even to myself, is slow down. Don't try to run before you can walk. Stop trying to jump before you've learned to stand. And in this scenario or in this situation, it's important to look at what is going on for you in this moment with where you're at in life and ask yourself this one essential, important question. What's not working? I'm going to say that again. What's not working? And you might think, well, why do I want to focus on the negative? Well, actually, you're not. You're not focusing on the negative. All you're doing here is you're trying to identify the issue or you're trying to identify a behavior which isn't adding to you at the end of that journey, at the end of that vision that you had earlier that you can work towards. All you have to be able to do is identify this. You don't have to be able to understand it. Just identifying it can be enough. And what I mean by it can be enough is it can allow you to say to yourself, what is one small step? You've heard these words before. What is one small step that I can put in place that will move me forward towards that vision that I see of myself, or that version that I want of myself, that is manageable, that is doable, that is unquestionably in my control? So you see, being able to identify what's not working allows us to be able to create a small but meaningful change that puts us in the right direction, rather than trying to dive off that cliff because we think it'll get us to the end of our journey quicker. It's not the right option. You know me, all or nothing mindset, let's lose it. Let me tell you a story of a young woman that I worked with a while back. She had come to me and we'd sat down and we'd talked about what it was she wanted to achieve, working towards a particular event. We were working on a time frame of about 16 weeks. So we set our goals. We established what the routine would look like. We developed a nutritional program and we developed a training program. And she was really excited. We both were. And off we went on the journey together. And at the beginning, she was on fire. She was loving it. And we were having a great time. We felt really proud of the progress that was happening in those early couple of weeks. But at the end of about 2 to 3 weeks, all of a sudden, the excitement started to fade and the cracks started to show. And I was really confused. The excitement, like I said, was just gone. And when I started to probe into this a bit, what had happened was that she had started to add in some extra classes. And this was done in complete innocence. She could see that she was enjoying the process. She was enjoying having a structure. She was enjoying working towards her goals. So she thought, oh, I'll add some more in. I can't do any harm, right? I can see how that thinking works. And on the other side of that, she also disclosed to me that she had been avoiding and skipping social occasions like events with friends or her family or her partner at the weekends. And I was really perplexed. So when I asked about these things and why that was, she wanted to work harder to get to her goal, which is why there was extra class and activity in there. And she wanted to avoid anything that might throw her off course, like being in somewhere where she might go for a nice meal or going and having some drinks with the girls or having a cake when she was out for coffee with family. And what happened here was the B word went out of alignment, balance. Because what we'd initially set out in the plan was that she would train 3 days a week in the first month up until the first review. That she would include all social occasions, but work on establishing a level of moderation at those so that she would still have the social factor, the enjoyment, and that the process wouldn't seem overwhelming. Now, believe me, this is not the only client that I've ever worked with like this. This has happened to me myself, and I know that will happen to people again. The trick is not to dive all in. For example, this young lady thought, oh, this is the end of week 2, 3. What am I going to be like trying to get through 16 weeks of this? There's a reason that you start with a small step, you create a change, you develop a behavior, and then you take one more step forward. It's the same process here. It's the same process for you right now. Whatever it is that you want for yourself in 2022, I say dream big and bigger again. So big that it's so exciting that it actually scares you. When you figure that out, what you do is you take that and you break it down into some small manageable chunks, some smaller steps or goals. And then when you have those, set them out in a time frame, but break your goals then down into practices and actions which you can take one at a time. Master one, move to the next. Keep doing that until you've got your goal in hand, and then look at adding in or working towards the next goal. The trick is, don't do it all in one go. Don't feel like it's an all or nothing approach that will get you to where you want to go. It's the simple step by step. You hear me preach it every week because it's the truth and it works. Create a process, stick to the process. Make sure that process is balanced. So whatever you're working on this year, whatever you're doing for yourself, make sure that you prioritize yourself. That doesn't mean that you're going to forget about the people around you. It doesn't mean that you don't love them. It just means that you are showing a little more love to yourself. Within that love for yourself, look and dream big. Look at what you want for yourself and start to break that down and create a manageable, structured, timely process that you can follow, and make sure that you commit to healthy boundaries and balance that'll help you achieve that. And if you want to make 2022 the year where you start working on your dreams, and not only that, but doing it through a simple and easy structured process, then grab your copy of 5 Simple Steps to Successfully Achieve Your Dreams by clicking on the link in the show notes today. Well, there you have it. That's another episode of What You Need to Hear. Thank you for joining me again this week. And make sure to follow the links in the show notes if you want to follow me on social media and join in the conversations there. Have a great day. Have a great week. And until next week, people, keep chasing those dreams.